You're listening to a podcast produced solely by the students of Elm Grove Middle School's STEM program. Thanks for the support.
Hi, I'm Jack.
I'm Nolan.
And I'm Carson.
Well, today I was watching this TV documentary about this physicist, and he was talking about the elements and stars. Then, I thought of an interesting question. Why are stars and elements important to the expansion of the universe?
Well, that's not really the ordinary question, Jack. Let me see. Well, the stars are important because they are the building blocks for all the rest of the matter in the world. Examples of elements include iron, oxygen, hydrogen, gold, and helium. An important number in an element is the atomic number. This is the number of protons in each atom. And elements were made when the big explosion occurred. The first protons and neutrons formed into nuclei of hydrogen and helium. Our two lightest elements were first born in just 3 minutes of the expansion. Our two founding fathers of the periodic table, hydrogen and helium. Unfortunately, the expansion of our universe cooled down too fast for any other elements to form. Since this cooling happened too quick, the universe looked like a murky sea of nothing but radiation. Not even light could escape it. This made it to where hydrogen and helium nuclei couldn't even become fully compact together. If you fast forward about 180,000 years into the great expansion of the universe and galaxy, the expansion started to cool, which means it started to slow down. So, Nolan, tell me what was able to happen after it started to slow down.
Well, Carson, when the cooling came around, the young hydrogen and helium nuclei could capture electrons to become fully compacted or fully fledged atoms. This made the young hydrogen and helium the most dominant forms of matter in the universe. Fast forward again to about 100 million years, the slight inequalities of the distribution of hydrogen and helium allowed them to clump up together. After this clumping up, the gravity started to pull more and more in, until there was so much pressure that the first star were born. Hydrogen and helium started to fuse together so tightly that they created new elements such as lithium, and the beryllium, boron, and finally carbon was born. As the elements hydrogen and helium started to fuse throughout the universe, they created more and more stars. The stars created more carbon along with also heavier elements up to iron. The first stars ran out of fuel, they exploded. The explosion of a star is called a supernova. These stars' explosions created more heavier elements such as gold and uranium were created. Later, I mean a lot later, like 600 million years later, all of the stars and elements formed in one big galaxy, which is what we live in, the young Milky Way. Over the 3 million years that the Milky Way has been around, more stars joined the party in a series of galactic mergers, creating the swirly cosmic we call home.
Hey, yo, Jack.
What?
Why is it important to learn about the stars?
Good question. There are a lot of good reasons to study stars. In fact, if I were trying to explain all the reasons for studying stars, this would be much too long. Nothing less, me and Nolan will give you two reasons why me and Nolan think studying stars is important.
Well, hit me, but not actually.
Most scientists think that the universe started out only containing a few atomic elements, mostly hydrogen and helium. However, when we look around the universe today, we see other elements are now also present. And it's a good thing, too, since without elements like oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and all the other elements, life as we know it wouldn't be able to exist. Now, Nolan, give us your personal take on it.
Well, Jack, another reason to study stars is that what we learn from other stars may help us understand our own sun, which is also a star. The sun only seems different to us because it is so much closer to us than other stars. Understanding our own sun is important since it is ultimately the source of most of the energy we use on Earth. It is what keeps the Earth warm enough for us to live on, and it provides the light needed for plants and animals to stay healthy. Stars and elements are an importance to our universe because they both gave us resources to use. The stars created resources for us to use when they exploded. The resources gave us humans things to use so we can make different types of research. There are many ways that stars gave us elements on the periodic table. The periodic table is a list of elements sorted by atomic number, color, weight, solid, liquid, or gas, unknown, metal, and non-metal. Stars have gave us many elements before me and you, but the good thing about that was we would be getting crushed by parts of raining down asteroids. The elements were born in burning stars, and when they die, it explodes and sends elements flying everywhere. The creation of elements in stars are still very confusing, but scientists do know what's inside stars. The elements inside stars are hydrogen, helium, carbon, neon, oxygen, silicon, and iron.
Thanks, Nolan. And I'm betting you didn't know that according to Threshold 3 on the website Big History Project, new elements needed to be formed using extremely high temperatures. Did you know these temperatures, which can only be found in stars and supernovas, which are very large stars? But the first stars have to be formed in a star nursery, which are clouds of interstellar gases which have been nudged by exploding supernovas, which will cause it to concentrate to one point and form a gravitational pull and eventually create a star. As the star gets bigger, they gain bigger and bigger amounts of mass, and also in the process gain temperature, which will eventually get high enough to the point of nuclear fusion. This can cause atoms to fuse, or the protons and electrons to vibrate violently and eventually form new elements. And did you know that the surface of the star is about 20 times hotter than the oven on Maximus? But elements can only be found formed by the explosions of supernovas, including uranium and gold. This may happen repeatedly if the stars collapse multiple times in a row, and the creation of even more elements may happen. We do not know exactly what happens because there's a chance for more than the amount of the elements that have been discovered out there. These cycles have caused the creation of silicon, nitrogen, and eventually iron. So there is a chance more elements would be made. Also, did you know that the explosion of a large supernova would cause a light so bright that it would burn for one whole Earth week, even without stopping? And during this time, it would be one of the brightest objects in the universe. These explosions happened repeatedly, so the elements of the periodic table started to form, and voila, we had a whole different universe. And Threshold 3 started with the explosion of the first supernova. Carson?
So, Jack, I was thinking, why are stars and elements important to the expansion of the universe?
Well, Carson, these are the elements that make up stars, planets, and everything on Earth, including ourselves. Except for hydrogen and some helium created in the Big Bang, all of the stuff we are and the Earth around us are made of was generated in stars throughout sustained fusion or supernova explosions.
Oh, I think I know one of the obvious reasons why stars are important. Because it generates light and energy for us on Earth. Approximately 73% of the mass of the visible universe is in the form of hydrogen. Helium makes up about 25% of the mass, and everything else represents only 2%. While the abundance of these more massive heavy elements seems quite low, it is important to remember that the most of the atoms in our bodies and Earth are part of a small portion of the matter of the universe. The low mass elements, hydrogen and helium, were produced in hot, dense conditions at the birth of the universe itself. The birth, life, and death of a star is described in terms of nuclear reactions. The chemical elements that make up the matter we observe throughout the universe were created in these reactions. So what you're saying is, the stars and elements were the ones that created the first humans and other life on Earth?
Yep, basically.
And this is the end of our podcast. I hope you've learned a lot. Remember, and this is
Jack,
Nolan,
and Carson, signing out.